Showed you Clare na Gael, as Bavaliam Cor Falchbo Eriwulu. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clare na Gael, in which you'll hear something of Ghilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish. We turn our attention this time to the northern parish of Kirkandrus in this edition of Clare na Gael. And, well, indeed, by the end of the 18th century, Kirkandrus Church was badly in need of attention. Van Skeelein Geertjo schuwt Hosjach Severl eg Howard Phillips Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft, Hachi Jeg Kerfied as Jai, Gus Naichi Jeg Shach Jeg as Feed. Van Amerikanach as Te Maya Rens on a Skeelen Quech a Skeelen Achimega. Ten Skeel Shaw Enmesich and Shan Dunyaglach. We start with the music of Brittany, and the song from which singer Gwenin's album takes its name, En Tu Al, From the Other Side. Tashu geistiach rish Radio Vanning, stashu the nashun, skeliena wash dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Gentos de Zabidal
Gwenin's from the other side, Entuau. A special meeting of the Kirkandras parish vestry was held in 1800 to discuss the church. The meeting was attended by no less than John Murray, the Duke of Atholl. The Atholls had inherited the lordship of Man through the line of Lady Amelia Sophia Stanley. She was the daughter of James Stanley and Stanlach Moor, the 7th Earl of Derby. In 1703 she'd married John Murray, the 1st Marquess of Atholl, and their son, John Murray, was created the 1st Duke of Atholl. When the Stanley male line came to an end in 1736, James Murray, the 2nd Duke of Atholl, inherited the baronetcy Strange and the lordship of Man because he was the grandson of Amelia Sophia Stanley. The Murrays went on to sell the regalities of the lordship of Man to the British Crown in 1765. But in 1793, John Murray, the 4th Duke of Atholl, was appointed as governor of the island. And in 1800, here he was at a meeting to discuss the fabric of Kirkandras Parish Church. Ve fo Angelo Ricci, as Joe Chanek, as Manuel Silva, de golg as tai y chan wun y aglach. Ten chan wun y shaw bech as sledden an lumacan, ons tai fi chan ons stred an vai, fagest an chin. As te slai greide vel e berchach erskin inch, as fes erskin credu. Te shaw clena de moor, Dania gurish maishra ricci as chanek as silva, erno de velat nin merli. Ta cumulti per de ri gre as crel nian de lur machion and chan wun ye aglach, ta frail sauce son a chud smoo vai dania gurish maishra ricci as a chumregan. Ge de vele bunna shiga de vele kelchen, birches erskin kunta, bol enyaks a chan tail ye aga. Ons firinius squeche de jaru. For sly crail than a captain ve je lung hjall coluch an inja hjar. Hushan ve na rau kunyanig sly ersen mor dun yeg, as kunyau hjeshachtach na rau uch peach na ge as fisok ernenum kjartege. Here's a song in Manx now performed by Phil Gorn and Bill Corlett.
Ma fuzen is a gyarar a snyak de chit dan. Ta trimsha grimer am a cri, as chonar am a kyan. As the rau a grian mer a nacht, the rau a grian sha. The rau a grian mer a nacht, a grimer cries must all. Mas munyun gorish lamen shage a howd as tammy dusht. Nak vel mi kiat na bilje bak ta kast as green as rouged. As the rau a graian mer am nocht, the rau a graian sho. The rau a graian mer am nocht, a graim a kriis ma sto. Ta bodgel yn cytwleg ar ys droben o'n syne, sy dŵ as na gili ta mishciaw i as le. As the raw a graem mer am nocht, the raw a graem sio, the raw a graem mer am nocht, a graem a kriis ma sto.
Chadwyd mi ddraw grau y mod gedda byffwm medw, hanel cedawn eich nac fel sien ma craw begons my chliw.
As ddraw y grau y mer am nod, ddraw y grau yn sio, ddraw y grau y mer am nod, y grau my crias my sto.
Phil Gorn and Bill Corlett. Mas dan y bilgen cramanach ons gera y chan tai toltanach, te cumbel chaglam de clachan mura, curich cujach de quech is paintich, de vela gin gurus jolowun ons chambel enyach y chiar. Tad sio, gaglacher soul, and good smooth the alien beggar, smile you a jiddle fachet ye, faltus fizeg liaur benach yan when you aglach. Na brish you undigan beggar a high, yorish oracher id an oru. Ach, ta ridden elia, ta corral sly shinner, pikerach, ta snausus na kirtan gus a tie, the instjach through na kern and jonach. Ten slai siogre, de vel bwrd o'n siemr gyn reg elion, imedi costrelen yn siadw, as ons cach, ta mir reg de lai croch y sys mor pendulum. Tad gre, de vel yn sian wyn i aglach, lortrys na costrelen sio, cor oro enmen gorys Jack, Pusgri Begach, Tom Liawr, Joe Aspeniach, Peters, as Ellis a maid. Whilst the Murrays had sold the regalities of the Lordship of Man to the British Crown in 1765, the family retained other rights and privileges. The Duke of Athol was the patron of the rectory of Kirkandrews. Well, it's perhaps not surprising that a Scottish nobleman would show an interest in a parish dedicated to St Andrew. That vestry meeting in 1800 agreed that the parish church was too small and in a poor physical state, so needed to be replaced with a church building which would provide sufficient and good accommodation for the clergy and the parishioners. As a result of that meeting, a petition was presented to Tynwald, and Tynwald went on to pass the necessary act to allow for a new parish church of Kirkandrews to be built on the south side of the churchyard and to demolish the old one. Until 1938, the minister serving the parish of Kirkandrews was the Archdeacon of Man, the highest appointment among the Manx clergy under the bishop.
Thank you.
Some music there by Welsh band Arlog. Siodiw stasiwn yn asiwn, radio fanning, a si clen y gael dyr y chlaes yn cart nish, mish Robert Cytyn Carswell o Robert ac Arslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
It's not actually clear when the new parish church was built following the legislation of 1800. What was clear in the following years was some very obvious nepotism when John Murray, the 4th Duke of Athol, appointed his 24-year-old cousin, George Murray, to be Archdeacon of Man in 1808. Canon law sets out the minimum age of 23 to be a deacon. To become a priest, the minimum age is 25. George Murray, at 24, became the Archdeacon of Man, the highest appointment among the Manx clergy under the bishop, and that was even before he was made a priest. In 1813, Cousin John nominated George to be the Bishop of Sodern Man. By this time, George was 30 years of age. Now, whilst a bishop has to be at least 28, it's very unusual for someone to be appointed so soon after reaching the necessary age under canon law. However, let's move on to another clergyman, more germane to our story about Kirkandrews, the rector who was appointed in 1844, the Reverend Joseph C. Moore. He was one of the Moors of Cronkbourne. As trea be te lortris costrail, ten pendulum beg lai, cre fregerte. Odson ter wagen yn sian, wyn ia aglach liawr siang, goel arnus na colortus yn sio, Hanella Jin of Shan Rish. A Hanel Angelo Ricci, as Joe Chanek, as Manuel Silva, J. Sluch Perteri. Vader jit by Chow Mui, J. Bay, as Tradition and Erd Shen. As Havak Utsen Veg, a Shan Wunya, Bakach, Snapperl, Bunasan Yeltach, Navodach Shul, Ginkuna, Vaja Kramanach Eger. As Eger, when allowing Shang Fes Cray, as Machin. On sach straeliau draw yn sian wyn iach o mi e noel draw slai sian e, as draw i'r na mod i gawnster yn i er. Ach, sien yn gyrdd fawn. Son gaddi ys tyn anam ega cwryd yn cyrdjega, te tarnet ag dynia da fi sian as fi fes, da cordw len fo, na fel cwntus ega sy fanc as te gyg son rydyn sy chap yn y doel, leis er speniach, as les cwnioch yn yrgyd fai dech i'd blaen ne'r dehenna. Martin Carthy sings now with the band Brass Monkey.
Take delight in frogs and in my every degree. The story now I'll tell to you concerning of a fox. All rise from hills and mountains high and over stony rocks. Some jubal hound pressing upon the line before the bay to me shall come and tread upon the ground. Hunted full 4 hours or more by parish heirs. We hunted full 4 hours or more on Cumberbuck Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, a promise unfulfilled, I'll touch no more of your feather pound or lamb in yonder fold.
Brass Monkey with Martin Carthy on vocals, The Fox Hunt. Renmeister and Ritchie as Chanek as Silver, Rai and Hidla Jeg Mi Evril, the Rolls and Neig as a High. For Meister Ritchie as Meister Silver, Kerel Lortrische Chian when ye bach, Chouds for Meister Chanek, Furachten Aru, as Erin Erlmenach for Jerklerisch, Ons Glaestion on Strede Veda. Jorisha yat se wola erd, chau hulu je gerich in a chan wun ye aglach. Ve fau fegale de fech as gin fis eg sly elia. As va jean de chana corcunta je in ginnawok de darach na mern she are ut in yau yerkich. Marva rechich och grow lau. Hain a tri denia mach fair as fair, na bech droch auras on na san me. Henk Meister en Ritchie is silver kujach on stred a vail jorish gat toshi a chan wunye. As gern a mile jou an acht van ees saljeen noos er in a clock and paintage trud banglen in the bilgen kramanach, va kushen strimmach de smunioner na e droch redju. The Reverend Joseph C. Moore had a large personal fortune, but he had no wife or family. So he lavished a lot of his money on his parish, including the church. Rather than being able to see up into the roof space of Kirk Andrews at that time, as in the case of many churches, there was a low, whitewashed ceiling, which the Reverend Moore said made it look like a parlour. At the west end was a small spire, described by one of the church wardens as looking like a pepper pot. A visiting clergyman, the Reverend I. M. Neal, wrote in 1848 that the church was miserably ugly. However, Archdeacon Moore had a relative, Ewan Christian, a descendant of the Christians of Milntown. Ewan Christian had become an architect and was working in London as the chief advisor to the church commissioners on church refurbishment and building. In fact, he went on to become the first president of the Royal Institute of British Architects. Off to Cornwall now, Tanya Britton leads the way with the group The Changing Room and a version of the song Dus Tre.
In hand shall be as yes. mine.
Tray, a song in Cornish sung by Tanya Britton with The Changing Room. Ewan Christian put forward a number of proposals for retaining the nave but building a new higher roof of Swedish pine, which this time would be left open to view, with higher walls and new windows and the removal of the pepper pot. Most strikingly, his plans included the erection of a new church tower. Now, this was to be very prominent. It was 120 foot tall, 37 metres high. The new church tower was built in 1869. It's connected to the church by an archway, but stands about 15 feet away from it. That's just over 4.5 metres. Stone for it was brought up from Sulby Glen. Some granite used in the tower came from a keel on Ballacollum. The builder was Mr. Radcliffe of Andrus. The tower housed a large bell, which was used not only to ring the times of church services, but also at one time was used to sound the death knell for any parishioner, a practice discontinued in the late 19th century. For Imneox munion fully the bech over now ginle, cor er a chan when ye aglach, be tutlerach, bent and rishan airs and ergit the storit er sulege, er nod er au shan chapten and mara, my erens on the sturneshach as condegach. Ach, ne yai, ve fi shan as fi fes, as for their jousen. For meister and richie as silver, firolach rishachurge, cor slai novel araltach, the ve chenlerach, as otach skriach and as dunye fi shan, goller pluche the hejach. Maso renad gol rumbu gus non onyeg as for saljon, as chilad an chan wyn ye aglach lort a lam benach rysach Australian as the pendulum an ondau. Eish, rennad cor mw far eddynan, as rennad crankel de cwrtoel er y dors darach cywt eg an emsir. Fy maes y chanec genach dyn draw i ffwrach dyn rys ffoda, chawds fe ffwstra dyn iaw eisach sychleisjan, dior is giat chwl tai a chian wyn ye aglach on stred y fedda.
Thank you.
Scottish trio Talisk and Echo. Stasiun na Nasiun to Radio Vanning, as showed you Claire Nagale, Meron Peen, Robert Cadine Coswell, Robert Ach Horslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
For Cree Mai, Erskine Cajun as Egger. As Kamai Lesh when a screech and aglach where clash and vine chantai, cart look a newer pointed son of Juno. Narawi a ninch den a chum regen egger, the way chum mean as oddach at the way, Rishan Chan Captain Maraborg. Ledden them nech. Yiche er yatchun dagari sa vola clayud, kudit lesh hibin. The menik yiche er nur dega, as ve gindis er nol der awad cum rail. Rau and shan munye and edden bes, rosh mer eni saljach amach a bolb and tash dega folit, as der au fame er ronsach a tai mach as mach. Chamai lesh mais a chanek, furachten, chaud, sa dorchus ons lia de vol. Va keel enjach ege ginch de, drau sheen and kuhn, de chathen gol kesmund, as krankel a chathen, chaustai jen yat. Chile lauen lochte de mondach, ege snig vergach, as honneke a dors kuhn trom, leeste stjach on. The Monus Herald and Farga's Isle of Man Advertiser has an article. Kirk Andrews Church Tower is the heading. The workmen engaged in the building of the above tower were, through the kindness of the venerable Archdeacon, treated to a substantial supper in the schoolroom on Thursday last. Although the weather was so very unfavourable, all the men turned up, and we fancy from observation all enjoyed themselves. Everything that could be brought forward to tempt the appetite was produced. Now this event, with the treating of the workmen who'd been involved in building the Kirkandrews Church Tower, was held on the 6th of January, 1870. The 6th of January is Lael Chivotoshtia, apparently meaning the feast day of the water well, but by some thought to be Lael Chebel Wushla, the day of offering worship, because this is the feast day of the Epiphany, when the wise men came to Bethlehem. This now is a song in Welsh by the trio Plethyn.
More wonderland.
Welsh trio Plethyn singing about the blackbird. The substantial supper provided by the Reverend Joseph Moore was given for the workmen on Thursday, the 6th of January, 1870. This article in Monmouth's Herald and Farga's Alleman Advertiser continues. On Friday, the workmen's wives were all entertained to a good tea in the schoolroom, and judging from their movements, everyone enjoyed themselves. For from the age of 70 years to 15 months old, all engaged in the innocent and harmless game of tersey. Now, I went and had a look at Joseph Wright's English Dialect Dictionary, and that refers not to tersey but to turvy, so with a V rather than a Z in it, but he gives a description of turvy. A children's game. Their game was played by marching two and two in a measured step to a given distance, turning and marching back again. As they did so, they chanted these lines: "Turvy, turvy, clothed in black, with silver buttons upon your back, one by one, two by two, turn about and that'll do." Well, it sounds like a simple social dance, here described as a game. Renne chonna hulian. Dagen nuvena cum regen ega corlesh asen tai bagertach shen chofagas de. A tre yiche. Chavake nuve jerkelrish. Harawe cum regen un shen. Achen shan wun ye aglach. As e munga de grena. Haraw mainz ye chanek en ol tasta jay de sulian and dun ye shen. Nish honike de rawad bui. Venihen beggar grisige sly ons Belgian beggar. A shenanor der en cumulti perteri lord carnyari as caratauri, machion tri kerp maru gin nen noru, henkstjach er a tida. As rencustalai lord machion ridden chun jausgan shoil, as a glaestian fegit as tregit on streda veda, na machion shartans daemon nyau un yoil er lie. As gysolach e dy denkyd fai bech cait na ysig fes getlach sia, fyr a chlas yn ec pyt a chwmwl ti'n iaw chadlach.
Ciet fa mi agos nis ta mi sian, ciet fa da fa ninam, ac nis an elanan, cystan a gilian agos oran snioris mran. Son te grai mai on, as fos te grai sai, Ciet hwg mi grai dy feneg, ach fe grai rofai. Cystan y gilion ag a soran slion eich mran. Fa byl y begas o'n sger y mera, fe sgil yn y banglen yn ag a ffod o'r asnyn. Cystan y gilion ag a soran slion eich mran. Fe gorys y feneg sian, fe craw y den y sŵri, Aros ac o'n sicil a cwoi jaw dyrai. Cystan y gilion ag a soran snior eich mran. Da bain sy fe meri sy gerys yn mahoi. Na siwl ffôn na bilgen mer eich magrai. Cystan y gilion ag a soran snior eich mran. Tre fysyn pechyn o'n sien fysyn clai. ac tredas i sws haim ac ysiau mi mwy. Cystan y gilion ag a soron snior ysmren. Tref am i roes nes ma gilio beg dwy. Fa peg y cyndaliwr am ac nes hanel mi cwy. Cystan y gilion ag a soron snior ysmren.
The song Esh is Nish, sung by David Fisher. Ach, tutlerus of Aliabeg Chira, haraw sim mer bi egen chan wun ya aglach. Rare duchus ege, ve frail a heen the lumagan. As treat au shan as fes, tan duchus shen gint double. As mer a shen gin auris, va captain marach a shan a shen, nagen feeden de nichen, as va fodder smoo griesacher, ons na len fodder de henne, jane eged jegger, gin cunyonair. In the Second World War, the building of Andrews Airfield led to Ewan Christian's tall tower being reduced to half its height, at the insistence of the Air Ministry. It never was built back up again. So, whilst the Kirk Andrews Church Tower is a striking feature even now, it originally stood at twice that height, as we can see in old photographs. And in this edition of Clare na Gael, we've enjoyed the celebrations held at the inauguration of that church tower of Kirk Andrews on the 6th and 7th of January 1870. Sharon Shannon isn't originally a Galway girl, she was actually from County Clare, but she's been living in Salt Hill for many years, and she's widely regarded as a Galway girl. Alan Connor sings Steve Earle's song, The Galway Girl, and then Sharon Shannon and co. play Music for a Found Harmonium. A shen de grey de velshin a jitkus jera Clare Shaw. Now from Clare na Gael, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Our Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a crierio, as orser lie, as my yearian shared you will you.
Now when I woke up, I was all alone. With a broken heart and I'm sick at home. If I ask you now, oh, what would you do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. I've been traveling around, I've been all over this world. Boy, has I ain't never seen nothing like a dog.